I think maybe good to get us started so that we don't get too late on our schedule. Welcome, everybody. Glad you are all here. Some of you, you've been here before. Some of you, this is the first time. In either case, welcome. So this is a new experiment. We are trying to bring people from very different backgrounds together and make connections that hopefully have not been made before. And make progress in directions that haven't made progress before, but we'll see. So I should start with the land acknowledgement. So we acknowledge that we are situated on the traditional territory of the Anishinaabe, Haudenosaunee, and Neutral Peoples Perimeter Institute, as well as University of Waterloo, that's co-sponsoring this event, and Waterloo Center for Astrophysics. We are all located on the Haldimand Tract. After the American Revolution, the tract was granted by the British to the Six Nations of the Grand River and the Mississaugas of the Credit First Nation as compensation for their role in the war and for the loss of their traditional lands in upstate New York. Of the 950,000 acres granted to the Haudenosaunee, less than 5% remains Six Nations land. Only 6,100 acres remain Mississaugas of the Credit land. We thank Anishinaabe, Haudenosaunee, and Neutral Peoples for hosting us on their land. I just also wanted to add something that to relevance to this acknowledgement, which is, in fact, last Friday was the Red Dress Day, nationally celebrated here in Canada, which marks the National Day of Awareness for Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women, Girls, and Two-Spirited People of Canada. And if you're interested to learn about the history of this Red Dress Day and why we celebrate it here, you could look it up online. So moving on, and this is a very brief introduction for why we are all here. So we have chasms amongst our best theories and observations. So it's quantum mechanics and relativity. If you put them together, you get infinities. You have singularities at the hearts of Big Bang and black holes. Information is lost in evaporation of black holes, and dark energy seems to be less than 60 orders of magnitude of what's predicted. And there's this big question, is particle physics natural the way it is, or should it be made natural? And then we have many ideas on how to approach these. Maybe they have too much of a good thing. We have a string theory and holography, loop quantum gravity and a spin foam, asymptotic safety, causal dynamical triangulation, causal sets for Java Lifshitz gravity. And hopefully I haven't missed too many. On the other hand, on the observational front, we have anomaly industrial complex, which has drawn a lot of young scientists into working on experimental anomalies that sometimes go away and sometimes don't. One question, maybe for physicists and philosophers, is whether this is the right way to make progress in answering these deep questions that we've had. So I have another slide about intellectual stagnation. If you're interested, I can show you, but maybe I'm going to skip that. And this is, since we are here in Canada, the status is bizarre, but there's a crack in everything, and the goal of this meeting is to find the crack. Okay, so that's how the light gets in. Okay, so this meeting, it's in some sense it's usual, well, like other conferences, but in other senses they're different. We're gonna have some talks. We have people from very different backgrounds, and I'm going to get to that in a minute. But we're going to have all these discussions that are all open-ended, but the idea is to bring different perspectives on these issues together and maybe come up with new directions to move forward. So today, the discussion will be where and when the quantum gravity cracks. So we want to just, it's a brainstorming of different ideas and different people, basically an introduction of everyone. And what are we missing? And this is partly about the ideas, but partly about the culture. And in fact, before the discussion we're gonna have today, at the end of the day, Jarita, who is one of our organizers, is gonna tell us about her perspective on what we might be missing. Tomorrow, we're gonna talk about whether we need quantum gravity to grab the Big Bang, and is inflation fact or fiction. Wednesday, we're gonna talk about holography, whether that's fact or fiction. On Thursday, we're gonna talk about UV and IR coupling and connections basically to cosmology and black holes. That's kind of the idea. And finally, on Friday, we're gonna wrap everything up and come up with an inclusive roadmap to push quantum gravity forward for the next century. That's not ambitious at all. The last thing, basically, I mean, I don't really have much to say, but the main idea of this meeting is to bring people from very different backgrounds together, physics, astronomy, and philosophy. We want to be inclusive of all ideas and all people, and we want to see what we can all learn from each other, and plan the roadmap for the future of quantum space-time. So thanks, everyone. I'm the main point person for all the logistic things here, but we have the other co-organizers. Let's see, so it's Chris, who just walked in. Chris has winked. Doreen Fraser, there she is. Jarita Holbrook mentioned, she's sitting at the back. Niyash is me, Robert Bannenberger is over there, and Steve Weinstein, who's somewhere that hasn't quite made it into the building. So we are the organizers, but yeah, if you need anything, see any of us, or if there's about logistics, I'm probably the right person to talk to. So without further ado,